Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful tradition and hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the friends of Allah, the characteristics of the friends of God. The friends of God are the awliya Allah. This is one of those Islamic terms. It's been mentioned in the Holy Quran and in the hadith in a lot of places, right? This is a very special group of people, right? And, you know, they've been praised in the Holy Quran and hadith. But who are they? What are their characteristics? How do we know if we're one of them? Could be that we are one of them. How do we know this for sure? Here in this hadith, Imam Ali mentions some of their characteristics. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "The friends of Allah are those who look at the inward aspect of the world, while the other people look at its outer aspect." This is one of the characteristics of the friends of God. They look at the world from the inside. They don't simply look at the apparent nature of the world, what's going on. They pierce into its inner core and they distinguish what it really is. The second characteristic that the Imam mentions is this: they busy themselves with its remoter benefits while the other people busy themselves in its immediate benefits. This probably refers to the fact that they benefit from its more hidden aspect than the immediate benefits that the people take from this world. I mean, for example, it could be simply a reference to the fact that these people use this world for the benefits that they will take from it in the hereafter. They use it as a bridge to the hereafter, those benefits will come later on. Whereas people normally take the immediate benefits of the world, they seek benefits that they can take from it immediately, not in the benefits, the spiritual benefits that they will have in the hereafter. They kill those things which they fear would have killed them, and they abandon here in this world what they believe would abandon them. For example, if they think that there's something in this world that would be of no use to them, will be beneficial for them temporarily, but in the end will harm them, so they leave that thing. They take the amassing of wealth by others as a small matter. If they see a person who's really rich, has a lot of money, he's a billionaire, he's made the Forbes list for the richest people of the world, they don't take it as to be very important. In fact, they regard it, the Imam says, as a loss. They say, what a great loss this person has. They are enemies of those things which others love, while they love things which others hate. In meaning, they are enemies of those things which others love. People love wealth, people love to be popular, people love, these kind of things. But these people don't like them. The friends of God don't like these things. Through them, the Quran has been learnt. They learned the Quran, they memorized the Quran, they learned the Quran, they learn its teachings and they practice it, and they have been given knowledge through the Quran. The knowledge that they have is from the Quran. They might not have any degree from any university, they might not have a PhD, they might not have a master's or anything, but they have knowledge of the Quran, and this is very valuable for them. With them, the Quran is staying while they stand by the Quran. Meaning, the Quran remains in this world by means of them. They practice the Quran, they teach the Quran, and they stand by the teachings of the Quran. They do not see any object of hope above what they hope in, and no object of fear above what they fear. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics of the friends of God in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد